attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, Bulldogs.
They're the Bulldogs. I thought they were the Weasels.
The Weasels?
Is it the Yale Weasels?
No,
or is it the Wieners?
It's the Bulldogs.
The Yale Wieners? The Yale Whiny Bulldogs. Wieners. They're, how would they be Bulldogs from Yale? Come on, really? Is that where they were crying because they weren't getting the meningitis vaccine, the experimental one
that hasn't approved? That was Princeton, I believe.
Oh, Matt, you can take that out of our ear. That's fine. All right, so it was Princeton.
I was getting all riled up there. Yeah.
You're getting fired up. It's one of those whiny liberal arts egghead colleges, universities.
Ivy Leaguers,
we need our drugs, we need our vaccines. And, of course, you know, it's interesting. This hour, by the way, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, streaming live through naturalnewsradio.com and our syndicator, GCN. We have Barbara Lowe Fisher coming on the show, and I haven't had her on in a while, and I'm very excited. She's also one of my heroes from the National Vaccine Information Center, and we're going to be talking with Barbara about things that she's seen over the time since she and Harris Coulter put out the book DPT, A Shot in the Dark. I mean, I don't know if she would have predicted what's gone on since then, but certainly what's going on now, it's not in the playbook of the vaccine industrial complex, because more people than ever are waking up going, not my daughter, not my son. So we'll get to that. But Yale, why is Yale fight song being played on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Because they actually did a study we are going to spotlight now, because it spotlights the FDA's ineffectiveness in ensuring drug safety. And we're revisiting this. You know, the one thing you got to know about the Robert Scott Bell Show, we don't wait around and look and put our finger up to the wind and go, which way is the wind blowing? Let's cover a story. We cover stories well before any other news outlet in many cases, particularly when it relates to studies that are being revealed in the media and giving you perspectives on them that you will not hear anywhere else, other than, of course, our good friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and the gang at naturalnews.com. And this is David Gutierrez, who writes this story about something we visited once before, and I think it's time to visit again. Because yesterday, you know, I went after the quackbusters. I usually ignore them.
Yes, you did.
But
talk about bulldog.
Them, yeah, when we
talk about a bulldog.
Yeah, I was like, what was that? What was that sound? The grrr sound.
Your war growl. Give us your war growl, Robert.
How was that?
No, not Yoda.
It'll have to do for now. But, the thing is, the quackbusters hiding in their basements, de-licensed physicians, whatever they are, tattoo artists, former plastic surgeons cutting on people, whatever they are, hiding in their parents' basement and getting paid good money by Big Pharma to basically do anonymous hit and runs, to pretend they're 100 different people screaming and yelling at the people who simply don't believe in their church or their religion or their cult, that death cult known as modern medicine. And I'm not overstating things when I call it a death cult. And I think Dr. Vitar would agree with me. He sometimes says, Robert, you're being too nice to the medical monopoly. But this Yale study shows how unscientific the drug approval process is. And I think it's very telling, because those who claim we are not scientific because we do not want to put patented pharmaceuticals approved by the Fear and Death Administration into our bodies or the bodies of our children, The fact of the matter is the approval process is so unscientific as to be laughable, and it would be laughable were it not for the amazing numbers, statistically wise speaking, of deaths that are occurring to these approved medicinals, so to speak, every year.
Right.
At the bare minimum, 106,000, and it's maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 times that amount every year. So where do we go with that? What do we do? What do we need to understand? Well, we must understand that the thought that they'd like us to have is that these tests, these drug trials are very thorough. They're gold standard. They're double-blinded. They're placebo-controlled. They're crossover, multi-center. I mean, all of the things. And Dr. Pittard has mentioned that for many years here on the show. But the fact of the matter is what's being revealed in that Yale study is that it isn't anything like that. It's actually quite frightening. Now, if you think about it, a control group is got to be necessary, right? You'd have to test a drug, a new drug, against the control. So you have one group getting the drug, another group not getting the drug, just thinking they're getting it. So it's a control group. I'm sorry, that's a placebo group. The control group would be getting nothing at all. But what you have here is that 13%, a full 13% of all of the studies used to approve new drugs contain no control group at all. Not at all. And, of course, we're the ones who are unscientific, not the FDA, for allowing drugs to be put on the market with no control group. Only 55% of the studies that result in drug approval by FDA hit the gold standard of placebo control. Only 55%. 45% have no placebo control. 13% have no control group. All right, taking it to that level. And guess what, boys and girls? In one of the most surprising findings of this Yale study, this is it, 37% of all new drugs were approved based on, guess how many studies? Right? You think about it. Step back and say, okay, if they're going to approve a drug, you got to at least do a certain number, right? Wouldn't you think at least three? I mean, that bare minimum, you know, to confirm that, oh, it looks promising. Second one goes, oh, maybe. Third one goes, oh, yeah, we got it. All right, three, right? Bare minimum. Well, according to the Yale study, 37% of all new drugs approved by the FDA were approved based on a single study.
One study.
One! Uno! Yes, one study! Oh, yeah, looks promising. Let's not test anything else. No, we don't need to try that again. The FDA will approve it. Let's get the FDA. He'll approve anything. It's like the old Mikey commercial, Life cereal commercial. Let's get Mikey. He likes everything. No, he hates everything, I think it was. But in this case, let's get the FDA. We'll do one study. They'll approve it anyway. 37% of the time. Pretty good. Saved a lot of money. And 38% were approved based on two studies. Still not enough. Only 25% were approved based on three or more studies.
So 38 and 37, my math is not good, but I believe that's, what, 75% of all new drugs
60-75
are based on two studies or less.
Yeah, isn't that right?
Wow.
You can name that tune. We can name that tune in two. No, we can approve that drug in two studies or less. Going back to all the old game shows. I'm old enough to remember. Name that tune. Yeah,
right.
Approve that drug, FDA. How many studies do you need? I can approve that drug in two studies.
Now, I would be willing to bet, and tell me what you think about this. I would be willing to bet that we're looking at the vast majority of these drugs approved. 75% approved with two studies or less. How much would you want to bet that those drugs that passed with two studies or less were at the time probably blockbuster drugs that had a huge potential to make a whole lot of money and they got put on track because the drug company said, look, this disease, it's horrible, it's killing people. Get this out quickly before everybody dies.
Yeah, the whole concept of fast tracking. And I think it was interesting. I haven't seen this movie yet, but Matthew McConaughey, I think, got the Academy Award for it. Do you know that movie he was in? It was about...
it was the one where he's like a cowboy.
Yeah, it's about AIDS drugs.
Know.
He took on the...
You know
FDA
what it is,
Matt?
You know what that movie is we're talking about with Matt McConaughey?
Yeah, he got the Academy Award for it. But, the concept was that we're not getting drugs fast enough. Now, the idea from a libertarian perspective is fine to be, if I can't get it here, let me get it elsewhere. Let it be my responsibility, not the government's. And I'm cool with that. But the problem is the government has taken over lock, stock, and barrel the role of protecting the public, and it's utterly failing, and it's, if it really does have that mission. And so if you go on a new drug that's been approved on the basis of one or even two studies with no placebo controls, no control groups, what the hell is that? That's what you call science? And let me think about this. On the vaccine front, each and every year, they come out with a new flu shot, do they not? And they guess, or they vote on it, like a democracy at the CDC, when they, you know, the vaccine immunization practices. Let's see, which strains do we think it's going to be? Throw it up there on the dartboard. Go, we got H1N3, H3N2. Let's put that in. Now tell me that before that hits the market, they've tested it in double-blind, placebo-controlled studies, along with certain ones that are control groups. They don't. Every year, the flu shot comes out. How do they test it? They can't, because they don't know what flu is going around the coming year. Tell me how that's scientific.
Well, I'll tell you why that's scientific. Because if you go even deeper into this study, some of these found are absolutely shocking. I mean, it's just, you read this and you shake your head. Listen to this. 66% of all the new drugs that were approved, they were done so without the evidence of a study lasting 6 months or longer. So we're talking studies that are short-term.
Short-term, I mean, yeah, on top of that.
Not even
yeah.
a year long. And get this, Robert, this is probably the one that probably shocks me the most. Nearly half of the drugs, 45%, they were approved without any direct evidence that they the desired outcome.
Right. And then where are the unscientific ones? Yeah, in your face, Quackbusters. In your face. Go back to your mommy's basement and cry a drug-infested river and drink it if you'd like. If you think it's so scientific and so safe, the FDA is utterly failing. That's why there's a Fear and Death Administration. Hey, there's a picture in the show notes today when we toured the CNN Center last weekend with Ty Bollinger. Picture of me doing a mind meld on Sanjay Gupta's notes, trying to give him some good healing information. I think it might have worked, because Gupta is doubling down on medical marijuana. He's got a new special coming out on CNN called Weed 2, Cannabis Madness, Dr. Sanjay Gupta Reports. Hey, there's good news. Even brain surgeons sometimes get it right. Hallelujah. Hey, you know what? We got one of my heroes coming up. Barbara Lowe Fisher from the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC. She hadn't been on in a while. I'm looking forward to talking to her about what she's seen since 1981-82, when DPT, A Shot in the Dark, came out, and all the things that are changing so rapidly that making the vaccine people very nervous.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only, without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You know, the first time I talked about vaccines in the broadcast media was in 1994, and it was met with outrage. Oh, my gosh, the angry calls that came in. And when I started my own show in 1999, of course, there were protests and howls of outrage. And now we've been doing it, well, since 1999. In 2014, there's less of that and more of, oh, my gosh, you're right. You were right all those years. Well, you think I've been at it for a lot of years? My guest right now has been at it for a lot longer. And she's a hero of mine. Her name, Barbara Lowe Fisher. She's a co-founder and president of the National Vaccine Information Center. And I read a book years ago that she came out with way back in the 1980s, DPT, A Shot in the Dark. It was co-written with Harris Coulter. And she's with us now. She's witnessed some things you can't imagine over the decades, and I'm glad to have you here. Barbara Lowe Fisher, welcome.
Well, thank you so much. I'm happy to be here. Yes, there's so much happening today and so much that was predictable 30 years ago, because what the CDC officials and the medical trade associations like the American Academy of Pediatrics and certainly the vaccine companies have done is they have not really told the whole truth to the American people about vaccine safety and effectiveness or lack of effectiveness. And what's happened in this latest study that was just published in Pediatrics this week or released this week is that they, in their own surveys of people's responses to their messaging, they're finding that it's backfiring and that people, because we're becoming more educated in America, people have access to more information than they've ever had, you know, before because of the internet and electronic communications. And what they're finding is that the more scary their message about how horrible the diseases are and how you everybody's got to get vaccinated, the more mm-hmm. the people are resisting the messaging because they don't believe. In my opinion, it's because they don't believe they're telling the truth.
Well, this is the thing. You were quoted in this, as it was our friend from the Refusers, Michael Belkin, in this article about it, too. We talked about it the other day. And the thing is, you actually warned them. I mean, you told them, just tell the truth. I mean, and they're scratching their heads and going, why is it that we can't convince people with the same impunity, I use that word, as we used to be able to? What's going on? And so, Barbara, how would you even tell them, just tell the truth? I mean, that's outrageous.
Well, I told them that people are not stupid, that people are smarter than they give them credit for, you know, and that people can see through when someone is using propaganda or is not telling the whole truth. I have a great belief in the people. I think people can see through slick advertising and heavy-handed, you know, taking the hammer out and telling them that they're going to die if they don't do this. And the other thing they're doing is they're saying that people who are critically thinking about vaccines and are wanting to make vaccine choices are ignorant, uneducated, anti-science, that they're selfish, that they're deliberately trying to put other people at risk. And, you know, they have totally, they're either not telling the truth on that, or they are living in some kind of fantasy world. Because the people that I know who become educated about vaccines have really done their homework, and they have made very carefully thought out decisions about whether or not they're going to give their child one or more vaccines. And all the surveys that have been published have shown that most people who are making independent vaccine choices are educated. More educated.
Yeah, I think that's the interesting thing, Barbara, that they're having to acknowledge now. This isn't about the inner city poor folks that are saying we're not getting vaccinated. This is about people that actually have done their homework, and they can actually stand toe-to-toe with most of the doctors, and they were surprised by this, that the doctors are trying to tell them what they believe, and the parents especially. And, you know, I look back at your work with the NVIC all of these years, and, you know, this was before the explosion in autism that happened after the expanded schedule happened in the early 1990s. Did you foresee this when you wrote that with Harris Coulter, DPT, A Shot in the Dark, all those years ago, that it would get this bad?
Well, at the time that Harris and I wrote that book, the recommendation was 23 doses of 7 vaccines, and there were 3 shots, a combination MMR, DPT, and oral polio vaccine. That's all the children were getting between 2 months and 6 years of age back in the 1970s and early 80s. Today, the CDC recommendation is 69 doses of 16 vaccines between the day of birth and age 18, with 49 doses given before age 6. This is a tripling of the numbers of vaccinations that our children were getting 30 years ago.
Wow. Well, we're talking with Barbara Lowe Fisher. She's going to stick around. We've got a lot more to discuss about the journey back to health sanity from vaccine insanity. And she's just the woman to help us do it. Barbara Lowe Fisher, National Vaccine Information Center. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you'd like to call in, you're welcome to do so right now. Get on the phone, 866-939-2355. And what about the
flu? That masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're going where the mainstream media will not go. If they tried, they'd probably hurt themselves and have to call us for help. And we might even help them. We're just that nice. But I tell you, someone who's been at it for a long time, and we respect her immensely and appreciate her so much, she's back on with me right now, Barbara Lowe Fisher from the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC.org. We have it linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. You can check it out. And, Barbara, we ran out of time in that last segment, but you were getting to some very important, I think, because the warnings that you were putting out along with Harris Coulter, the original book, DPT, A Shot in the Dark, so long ago, happened at a time when, what, there were 23 doses of 7 different vaccines. And as you said, it increased now to 69 doses of 16 vaccines, 49 before the age of 6. And they're scratching their heads going, "It's not, why, we don't know why people, kids are getting autism or anything or being damaged neurologically or intestinally, et cetera. We don't know. Not us. Don't look at us."
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a different view there.
Well, I know. That book, A Shot in the Dark, 1985, is when that was published. We were warning that the mass vaccination system was in bad need of reform. And the first part was they needed to be truthful with the people about what they do and don't know about vaccines, about vaccine risks, and about vaccine failures. And they just went full steam ahead. I told them, if you don't listen to the people reporting these bad outcomes after, in this case, it was DPT vaccine, you're going to pay the price down the road. You need to stop and listen to the people and fix what's wrong. Well, they went full steam ahead. And so now we have 69 doses of 16 vaccines. And we have a lot of people who are more educated today with access to more information who are now doing their own research, particularly if they get their children vaccinated and something bad happens. There is a healthy child that's taken into a doctor. The child is given 7 to 10 vaccines on one day. The child goes home. The child has a deterioration in health, all kinds of symptoms, whether they be seizures or screaming or high fevers or, you know, loss of the ability to roll over or stand up, all signs that there's something that has happened to the neurological system or the immune system. And then you get doctors denying that the vaccines had anything to do with it. Today, the reality is that everybody knows somebody who was healthy, got vaccinated, and was never healthy again. And that mm-hmm. powerful personal negative experience of vaccination that's being experienced by a lot of people, and people have friends and family, and they talk to each other. So the CDC wants to really find out what is happening out there. They need to take these reports seriously of negative health outcomes after vaccination.
Oh, yeah, I think so. And as you say, just be honest with the folks. At least, you know, I think most people in America don't want to hate their doctor, don't want to fear their doctor, don't want to dislike their doctor. I mean, you know, so many people just say, I'd love to have a good relationship rapport, but how do I do it when I can't trust my doctor? And the doctors are, of course, not only the mouthpieces for the establishment in many cases, they are the deliverers, along with nurses and now pharmacists at corner drugstores, of mercury-laden vaccines. We've discussed the issue of mercury-free vaccines not truly being mercury-free as well. So we cover things like that. And then we talk about the science behind vaccination. I've disputed the entire premise for artificially stimulating an antibody and that somehow magically conferring lifelong immunity to anybody, much less seasonal immunity in the case of the influenza vaccination campaign that goes without end. You have some information for us about this year's flu shot, and stunningly, they might have gotten it right but wrong at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Well, this year, as you mentioned in your last segment, you know, they take out the crystal ball and they try to determine which influenza viruses, type A and type B, are circulating in the world and which are going to, in this case, come to the United States and make a lot of people sick. Okay, this year, they actually guessed right. They had the pandemic 2009 H1N1 swine flu strain in this year's seasonal flu vaccine. And the predominant circulating influenza virus strain this year was pandemic H1N1. So this year's vaccine was perfectly matched to the
So we've got zero cases of flu in those who are vaccinated. Is that what you're going to tell me?
Oh no, no.
Whoa,
no,
what?
What they found out and was revealed at an FDA meeting last week that I attended was that at best in the United States there was a 62% effectiveness. Okay, that means that only 62% of the time, overall, the vaccine did prevent influenza type A, pandemic influenza, in a vaccinated person. However, in the elderly, it was 52%. And if you looked at a quite an interesting study in the 1.5 million active duty service members and their families, what you found was that it was 7% effective and minus 17% effective. That means you were more likely to get sick if you got the live virus nasal flu vaccine you were more likely to actually to get influenza. So this
we covered, Barbara, the case of a young a child who got the live influenza vaccine and died. And died from it this year. And I want to go back because if they say it's 62% effective at best, they're not necessarily saying you didn't get the flu or a flu or flu-like symptoms. They're just saying that we've determined that 62% actually had some sort of artificially induced antibody response, which doesn't guarantee that you stay well.
Well, right. You do have to have both cell-mediated as well as humoral immunity. You cannot just measure immunity by the number of antibodies. Because your immune system has two parts to it and you have to have full immunity, which in most cases you only get if it's naturally acquired, not vaccine acquired. Vaccine acquired goes for the antibody response in most cases. So, but this effectiveness that they measured meant that I got a public comment and I said, a car in which seatbelts only work 62% of the time or less is not a car most Americans would want to buy and drive, and certainly is not a car the government should mandate that people buy and drive.
And for the 1.5 million members of the military, that seatbelt was only 7% effective.
Correct. And, you know, I really think that it's really wrong with that kind of a failure rate in a vaccine that now is being mandated by law for some children to attend daycare and school, and you have healthcare workers being fired from their jobs when they decline influenza vaccinations. This is just not right. And part of the work that MVIC is doing now is we're trying to go into the states to educate people and energize people to stand up for their right to make vaccine choices, because we have an assault on our ability to take the religious or the personal belief or conscientious belief exemption in America. The medical trade groups and pharmaceutical companies and public health officials want to take away all of our exemptions, which will make it impossible for us to go to school, to get health insurance, to be able to get treated by a doctor. There are a lot of societal sanctions they want to put in place for people who refuse to get all the government recommended and mandated vaccines. And as I pointed out, they tripled the numbers of vaccines that they're recommending now. I would urge everyone to please go on our website at mvic.org, sign up for our free online advocacy portal, which will, when you sign up for that and you become a user, we will send to your email address. We will send you information if there's legislation that is moving in your state that is threatening to take away your rights. Like in Colorado right now, we have a big battle in Colorado right now. And if we can keep people informed and tell them when to show up at the legislature for public hearings, like there's one coming up March 13th in the House in Colorado, and stand up and contact your legislator. The other thing the advocacy portal does is it puts you into immediate contact electronically through your smartphone or your tablet or your computer with your own legislator. You can then email or you can call or whatever and let your legislator know that you don't want to have your right taken away to make vaccine choices.
Yeah, I would say that's it's interesting. We see another sort of a parallel issue, transform the culture, transform medicine. And I mentioned it earlier with even Sanjay Gupta, the brain surgeon from CNN, acknowledging a plant that God created, medicinal cannabis, having benefit. And I see a parallel track occurring, albeit a little more slowly now, in the awakening of the medical community to the danger and abject failure of the vaccines to genuinely prevent disease. I would argue as a homeopath, if it does anything, it may prevent the expression of certain diseases, but drive the disease deeper into the body, creating chronicity, autoimmunity, cancer, and other immune deficiency type diseases. And of course, that's the whole paradigm shift. Harris Coulter knew of that. In fact, I was with him at the rededication, I think it was year 2000, of the Hanuman Memorial in Washington, D.C. And interestingly enough, when I graduated from Emory University, we had, I don't know why, they had Gorbachev to do the talk to us, to what do they call it, commencement speech?
Right.
Of course, he did it in Russian. And guess who was translating at my graduation?
Right.
Harris Coulter was there. So I've got a lot of respect for that man. He's no longer with us, of course. But my goodness, he did great work. We've got to bring homeopathy back out and these other forms of medicine to compete genuinely in terms of the prevention of disease.
Right. Harris is a brilliant man. We really had fun writing A Shot in the Dark. 2.5 years of research and interviewing. And but the thing that, as you point out, we have traded naturally acquired immunity, which is much longer lasting and qualitatively superior, for an artificial vaccine acquired immunity. And the inflammation that we have, so many people are suffering from now. Scientists know that the root of most chronic disease is uncontrolled inflammation. Well, what does what do vaccines do? They artificially stimulate the immune system to create an inflammatory response. The problem is that not everybody resolves that inflammatory response. And if you happen to come from a family like mine, where we have autoimmunity and allergy, we have real problems with resolving that kind of an inflammatory response.
Barbara Lowe Fisher, God bless you. We love you. Thank you for all that you do. You have an open door. Anytime you need to pop on here to let the world know what's going on, we'll keep you informed as well through the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you all, my friends. We've got to talk about PTSD, but you'll never guess who's got it now, but we have got the cure as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy color. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave another dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, thanks again to Barbara Lowe Fisher, and thanks to Dr. Frank King. We'll have him on again for the Healing Revolution. He's heading out to California for the big Natural Products Expo West, and his book is about to be released. It's actually available, The Healing Revolution. We'll talk about that tomorrow as well. We got to wrap up with some serious science here, don't we? Sanjay Gupta, always. Of course, like I did the mind meld with him at CNN, and look what he's doing. He's doing a second special on weed, as he says it.
Yes.
Now we got to worry. This is a very serious issue. We've covered it. We talked about the troops, and Barbara Lowe Fisher said that 1.5 million servicemen and women got the flu shot, and it was 7% effective. 7% effective. The 7% solution. We got the 100% solution here. But the PTSD we're going to talk about now is really bizarre because I had no earthly idea that other species could experience PTSD in a similar fashion. And thanks to our friends in the Oregon State University. Is that up near you, Super Don?
OSU. Corvallis. Yes. Actually, it's not this. Well, I don't know. About 3 hours away. A couple hours away.
Yeah, you should volunteer for this story. This is a bizarre one. But it turns out that cows can get PTSD as well. And they do studies, and it's kind of, I'm not into these animal studies so much, but I'm just going to report on it now. They pretty much, you know, in a corral or a cage or something, they have these cows in there, and they spread wolf urine all over the cage. And of course, that already is going to put any cow not at ease, because I think wolves, don't they eat cows?
Yeah, that's quite a meal for a wolf, but yes, they do in packs. They will devour a cow, yes.
Right, so I'm sure that they know this, and that would make them nervous, but it wasn't enough. Evidently wasn't enough. In addition to the wolf urine, they actually piped in wolf sounds throughout the day. So they're smelling the wolves, and they're hearing the wolves on a stereo. I don't know if it was a Bose system, but anyway, it turns out the cows were not happy about this, and they were suffering from PTSD. Yeah. Now,
go figure.
I'm not gonna make a wolf sound. I know, you know, you got those crazy wolf sounds that are there, but we actually, yeah. Super Don, you confirmed this. You actually got a recording because you're not far from Oregon State. You ferreted it out, if I could say it that way. The recording of the wolf sounds that were being used to give the cows PTSD. Is that confirmed? I just want to be. You do have that.
Yeah, it's an exclusive, and I think Matt. I gave it to Matt. Matt, go ahead and play the wolf sound that was hurting the cows.
The pussy willows blowing in the wind on the shores of Lake Titicaca are almost as magical as Uranus.
What? What? That was Wolf Blitzer.
That was Wolf Blitzer. They sprayed Wolf Blitzer urine all over, and they played Wolf Blitzer sounds, and it caused PTSD.
CNN is in big trouble now. I mean, their ratings were hurting. You know, and we have a picture of Ty. His nose was trying to be picked by Wolf Blitzer at that event there when we toured CNN last weekend.
Now, believe it or not, that was actually Wolf Blitzer saying that. I was rather shocked when I found that clip online, but
Wolf Blitzer. Wolf Blitzer was trying to make Anderson Cooper snicker.
Yeah.
He was trying
to show Anderson Cooper that you could say things that might be funny but not giggle. Because Anderson Cooper has this. Have you ever heard him laugh before?
I saw the clip and he laughs like a little schoolgirl.
It's rather funny. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
That's his way of laughing. It's fine. We're not picking on except that. All right. Yeah, okay. That's kind of scary there, Super Don.
Right.
By the way, the PTSD cow study was sponsored by the Oregon Beef Council, and I don't know if they're trying to determine whether they want to sell ground beef with PTSD or without. It's just, I don't know. But I will say that we are fully in support of the cow's collective bargaining agreement, and they're calling this cannabis for cows. Cannabis yes. for cows. And in fact, this is not the 7% solution, but the 100% solution, I believe, at least the 93% that the flu shot didn't work 93% of the time, but the cannabis would in terms of PTSD. I don't know, a la Gary Larson, how the cows are going to be able to get the cannabis, but I think if you could just put it in their feed, that they'd be fine, they'd be happy, they'd be relaxed. Their milk might even be better. I don't know. But I'm just thinking PTSD and our troops. Why not Walter Reed? Why not the VA? Cannabis for PTSD for our troops that we want to bring home, please. Barack Obama, come on. Commander-in-Chief, bring him home instead of crying about Russia sending his troops over to a foreign country. Haven't you had enough of that here in America? All right. Well, we're going to take a break till tomorrow. Check us out on RSB 180 on YouTube as well. Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.